For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Dozens of former CIA officials have joined the chorus of national security professionals denouncing President Trump's decision to pull former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. They wrote, "It has nothing to do with who shouldn't and should hold security clearances, and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech." Three more former senior intelligence officials added their signatures to the letter denouncing the president's action. The president denied he was trying to silence his critics.
Critics, if anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has the bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that.
He insisted he was getting high praise for his move to retaliate on Brennan and review security credentials of nine others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Gunfire turned a football game at a Palm Beach Central High School in Florida on Friday into an all-out panic. Two people were wounded, one of them critically. Others were hurt in the stampede. WPEC-TV's Vincent Crivelli.
The sheriff's office says multiple shots were fired. One gunshot victim was taken to the hospital by his friend, and the other gunshot victim was taken by first responders. Witnesses described the situation as a massive stampede from the high school stadium where a football game was underway.
Police are investigating. There's no word on the motive. A Texas jury awarded more than $242 million to a Dallas-area family who sued Toyota over what they said was a defective front seat in their Lexus sedan. In a 2016 rear-end collision, the Revises alleged the defect caused their front seat to collapse on their two young children in child safety seats in the back. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
The White House has received a letter from former intelligence chiefs in support of one of their own, as USA's Chris Barnes reports.
A dozen former top intelligence officials speaking out in support of John Brennan while speaking out against President Trump's decision to revoke the former CIA chief's security clearance. In a joint letter to the White House, they call it a political move, which special counsel to President Trump Kellyanne Conway denies.
You keep those security clearances as a professional courtesy or to keep an unbroken line for the next successor administration if you can be helpful with respect to
advice.
National security. He's proven neither.
She spoke on Fox and Friends. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
People in Detroit are remembering Aretha Franklin. More from USA's Rick Vincent.
Tributes pouring in for Aretha Franklin, family, friends, and fans celebrating the Queen of Soul. The 76-year-old Franklin passed away Thursday. Motown artist Smokey Robinson was one of her closest friends. They lived in Detroit, surrounded by others who had become music legends.
Diana Ross lived four doors down the street, and the Four Tops lived two blocks over, and the Temptations lived three blocks over. There were a lot of us in that neighborhood. We just always had regular relationships. We very seldom, when we got together, even talked about show business.
Aretha Franklin's funeral will be held August 31st in her hometown of Detroit. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Get in the home of the brave.
A
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty, with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
In the air, everywhere, around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing you education, information, and communication to active duty military and veterans around the world. We're being carried on the Armed Forces Radio Network as well as USA Radio Network. I'm Jim Blythe, a certified senior advisor, Vietnam veteran, U.S. Navy. Joining me, my partner in trouble, all kinds of Mr. Suave and Debonair, the Ron Abrams with the Texas
Morning,
Veterans
sir. Morning.
Commission. How are you doing, buddy?
A whole lot better. A whole lot better.
Really?
Had a brief conversation with Diane out there about the blood thinners, things of that nature, staying in good health. Mm-hmm. And my son, he noticed I got up kind of slowly the other day, and he says, "Hey, you take your medication?" I'm like, "No." He's like, you might want to take that.
Yeah, we got to talk to you about that. Good to go. Hey, speaking of great deals with medications and all that, the month of September is going to be Mental Health Suicide Prevention Month.
Yes.
We're teaming up with the Veterans Administration for Healthcare and Vision 17. We've got some incredible things coming down. This is going to be really, really exciting. I think everybody's going to enjoy all of the things we're doing. We're going to be working on building up and beating that battle of the mind, making it work for everybody. Now, you've got a couple of guests this morning. I feel really honored, man. It's all about the Marines and the police, and we're all here, and I'm not being arrested for anything. Would you want to introduce the guys?
Yes. Well, shout out, first of all, to Susan Hamilton and Robin Valletudo. They were able to pull this together. This is a very important event that's coming up at the end of the month, and I'm going to let these two gentlemen expound on that. But I'm also going to let Colonel Frawley introduce himself, give his background, to include Richard. That just makes everything a whole lot smoother. I was going to try and, you know, abbreviate everything because of the hour, but it's best if we hear directly from them. But so we're going to first start out with Colonel Frawley.
From the horse's mouth.
A little bit of your background, sir.
Yeah, and, please.
My background is I spent 30 years with the Marine Corps. And other than that, then I went to currently I'm with the government right now, one of the agencies, and I also work for Fort Worth Police Department part-time.
Oh, man, how fun is that?
It's very good.
Now, you told me you were an intruder driver in the Marine Corps.
I did. A-6 intruder.
Yeah, what a great airplane. Where were some of the duty stations that you had, or where did you go under the Corps?
Mostly it was Cherry Point. That's where I was based, my family. But I was gone quite a bit, you know, both in Europe and Asia.
Now, did they teach you how to land on an aircraft carrier?
Surprisingly, I didn't know I was going to have to be on an aircraft carrier, being in the Marine Corps. But yes, did two tours on the Kennedy.
Oh, wow.
USS Kennedy.
Isn't that fun?
It was great.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we had a very good time.
And whenever I have friends that are Air Force, I say to them, you know, it's too bad you didn't learn how to fly. And they get all huffy, and I go, you tell me when you can land on an aircraft carrier at night in a rainstorm, then I'll tell you how good you are.
It made me a better pilot. It really did.
Yeah. Also joining you from the police department,
Richard Morris.
Richard, yes. Tell us about you a little bit.
Well, thank you. I grew up in Fort Worth, the son of a professional boxer. And a war hero. He was at Point de Hoc with the Rangers and one of the few that survived. And then I grew up boxing and doing wrestling and jiu-jitsu because that was his training. I started karate in 71. I'm now a 10th degree black belt with American karate and taekwondo and Shizunar karate, the natural way of fighting. I became a police officer in 1978. I was training some police and started riding in the police car with them, and I I knew that that would be not only fun, but a chance for me to really serve our community. So I was with Fort Worth for 36 years. I was gang intelligence sergeant, worked on two federal task forces when I retired. Now I'm with the Tarrant County Constable's Office, and what I do is act as their chaplain and help with their training. I've been a Methodist pastor for the last 20 years, police chaplain. I'm with the Texas Line of Duty Death Task Force when we lose a firefighter or police officer in the line of duty. I'm a chaplain for several departments, including the Line of Duty Death Task Force. I also serve as a peer team member with the Fort Worth Police Department for 20 years, still with them, and the Critical Incident Stress Debriefing Team. So major mass murders and suicides and this type of thing, I get called on.
You know, I was going to ask you what your secret is to continue to look young. Mm-hmm. This guy's got arms bigger than Arnold Schwarzenegger's right now. I think Arnold had, 21-inch arms? This gentleman looks like at least 20.
Yeah, at least 20 inches. I got to tell you, you know, he could take out all of us.
When I went to the academy, I had a 29-inch waist and 20-inch
arms. Wow. Incredible.
But
wasn't that exciting?
The shifted.
I can understand that. One of the things that I really, I didn't get to study the martial arts, but one of the things I think is so important about the martial arts is you teach people control. Never get mad. Stay in control.
Oh,
and I think that is one of the most important things, especially as we see road rage and we see a lot of things. And I know police officers get backed against the wall all the time. So that training is so critically important to teach people stay calm, stay even, stay in control. And that's a great deal about what martial arts teaches, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And I've been shot, stabbed, and run over. So had I not known how to breathe and stay calm when under duress like that, I would not have been here many, many years ago. One of my 82nd Airborne students, this guy's like 6'10". At the time, he was about 300 pounds. He's a little heavier than that now, suffering from some PTSD. And so when I walked into my office one day, I saw him out there. He was with his half-brother, and he wanted to talk to me about the gang unit and how I enter buildings and this type of things, and then the karate. And so I have a dojo at my home where I do training for a fight science team. I have a team, a Delta operator, Navy SEALs. I've got just about every spec op group and federal agency that I train, some people that are within those agencies. And I asked him, I said, well, let me ask you, how do you block? He said, well, I can't do that anymore. I tore my rotary cuff doing DT in the Army. I said, did you block like this? And I demonstrated. He said, yes. I said, well, don't do that anymore. I said, that's not physiologic. So I talked to him about how it's important to breathe and stay calm and so forth. And then he takes a deep breath, and you could see he went back into combat. And he said, can I tell you what I do when I kill the Taliban? I said, well, sure. He said, I just put all the anger and all the hate and all the anxiety that I have, the tough times of my life, and I funnel it all through that gun, and I shoot and I kill them. I said, well, I guess that's one way to do it, but can I give you another idea, warrior to warrior? He said, I wish you would. I said, well, if they're the bad guy, go ahead and kill them. That's your job. Don't let them kill you. That's wrong. I said, but don't do it out of hate. Don't do it out of anger, because it causes your eyes to constrict. You lose field of vision.
Wow.
You cannot breathe effectively. Your hands become where they're very, you lose fine motor skills, including how to pull a trigger. I said, the best thing is to take a deep breath, open your eyes, relax your face, as tough as that may be, and breathe, and then take your targets. I said, if you don't, you'll get flanked. So he comes back after that tour, and he said, I've got to tell you something. And I said, what's that, Jonathan? He said, well, we were in a firefight back and forth with the Taliban. He said, but then I remembered. I said, hey, guys, remember what Sergeant Morris says. Take a deep breath and relax your face. He said, when I did that, all of a sudden, to my left, I saw we were being flanked. He said, just a few seconds more, we'd have all been dead. And since I was there with the fire team, then the people behind us would have been in trouble and so on and so forth. And so that's all from learning how to breathe.
You know, something else that really impressed me about you, I was reading your bio, and the name Zig Ziglar came up. Now, near and dear to my heart, because I was a recruiter, United States Army, and he was one of our, well, one of the instructors, as it were, at many of our conferences. So kudos out to you and what he's able to teach, too.
Yeah. Well, let's segue in talking about what you're talking about. Let's segue over to what you guys are doing. The Blue Dragon Presents, Developing a Bulletproof Mind and Bulletproof Heart. Tell us about this event that's coming up that you guys are involved in. And I see one of my good friends, Sheriff Bill Wayburn from Tarrant County. What a great guy. And Susan Hamilton's working with you. I've known her for years. We've gone to church together. But tell us about your event and what you're doing and how people can participate.
Well, first let me tell you that I met Dave Grossman and just became instant brothers. He's a very close friend. He wrote On Killing, On Combat, Warrior Mindset, and if you haven't read Assassination Generation, that's an incredible read. It tells what's happening with our youth in particular, those that do mass murders. And we're writing a book called On Fighting. But let me defer to Jim. Jim had a personal experience that really helped him after his wartime.
Yeah, I'm going to talk on this meeting. I've been injured a few times, but... the first time this happened, PTSD has been around for a long time, but just nobody knew about it or what it was. So when first time when I was hurt, I was shot in the head, which you can tell, that the doctor didn't know what to do. He just said, here's some medicine, and that's all I got. And so I couldn't sleep, even taking any medicine. I couldn't sleep. I was still in, Iraq. And luckily, I got a book from a friend of mine, and Richard, that Dave Grossman sent me a book. Mm-hmm. And I got to read it. That's what helped me be asleep and know what's going on.
Mm. And the battlefield of the mind is probably the most important battlefield we'll ever be involved in, and that's for everybody.
And even though I've been hurt, over in that part of the world twice, and I was in the Marine Corps, and of course we make fun of everybody, other guys like Navy and Army, but the both guys who have helped me and took care of me then was in the Army. The Army guys were the two guys that showed up.
Whether you're Army, Navy, Air Force, Marine, Merchant Marine, or Coast Guard, we are all brothers.
Oh, yeah.
That is, without a doubt, the fraternity. And then I would also include all of our armed forces inside our country, which would be our police officers, Border Patrol, FBI, JOD, everybody who serves and protects, though, goes through a whole lot. And so tell us a little bit more, though, about what your Blue Dragon, what you guys are presenting. And this is going to be August the 30th and 31st. So it's coming up. People need to know about it. Where can they sign up?
They can go to BDIC, like Blue Dragon International Corporation, BDIC.net. And it has an event page that'll tell you where to be able to sign up and ask more questions, find out more about the speakers and so forth. It's going to be at Birchman Avenue Baptist Church in Fort Worth, over in the west side, at 9100 North Normandale. It's just off I-30 and Las Vegas Trail. And we'll have the first day, Sheriff Wayman will be there, and of course Susan Hamilton, she'll be the MC for the entire event. Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman then will speak on having a bulletproof mind, and this is very popular with the police and military. He trains everybody.
All right, tell you what let's do. Let's talk more about what Blue Diamond is presenting and developing a bulletproof mind as we come back from all of our words with our partners. Ron, what a beautiful day here in Dallas,
Indeed.
The heart of Texas. We've got it going down, man.
Gorgeous. There we
do. All right, so this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're going to be right back in a minute with the guys from Blue Dragon, and they're talking about developing a bulletproof mind and a bulletproof heart. I'm Jim Blythe, and this is Alliance for the Brave. We'll be right back.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by the Spice and Tea Exchange at 319 South Main Street. In mid-November of 1845, settlers from Missouri, the Archibald Leonard family, B.J. and Hiram Crowley, Ambrose Foster, and the family of Judge Jacob Moorhead settled near Lonesome Dove. 2 years later, the Lonesome Dove Baptist Church was established south of Judge Moorhead's place near Grapevine.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange. We started in Fort Worth and just really loved the Grapevine area. We wanted to capture the folks that were from Dallas that came to the stockyards that said, oh, this is so far for us. And Grapevine is such a beautiful area. We decided that that was a perfect place for our second location.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov.
I'm Nancy McBrayer for the Spice and Tea Exchange.
Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at allianceforthebrave.com.
Are you looking for a company that works strictly in entertainment? Whether it's photography, videography, filmmaking, well, look no further. Check out Pete Persaud Entertainment. Pete Persaud Entertainment is local. It's local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a ton of experience creating production from thought and vision to final product. For more information, go to PetePersaud.com. It's Pete, P-E-R-S-A-U-D.com. Or go to Pete Persaud Entertainment on Facebook. Life can be tough enough, and when we don't have someone that we can talk with about our day-to-day issues and problems and the things that we want in our life, it can be overwhelming. When we tend to look to our family and friends for all the answers, well, we normally come up short. It's time to talk to someone who not only cares, but can give you the clarity and honesty that you deserve. My name is Ashley Burgess. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For more information on me, go to ashleyburgess.com. That's Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and let's work together.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Confidence is a force multiplier. Leaders must generate confidence. Confidence is contagious. If you have confidence, you can make your team confident. But if you don't have confidence, if you lack confidence, they'll be hesitant. What kind of team do you want? As a leader, you want a confident team that can move forward. If you say what you mean and do what you say, and you have confidence in what you're doing, you can lead a team effectively. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams, and today we're talking with the guys from Blue Dragon about developing a bulletproof mind. I think this is so important because it's not just about the military police officers. Listen, if I had a wife that had four children, she'd have PTS problems. We've seen that happen. So tell us about what you're going to be presenting and that story you were telling me about how what happened to you when you were a young man.
Oh, sure. So As a young police officer, my first few years, I worked as many as 5 murders a day. So I had so much death, people dying in front of me, literally even tripping over dead people. There were so many in some of the places I went, working in the short southeast side of Fort Worth. And saw a lot of suicides, all the terrible things that you see are very caustic. They tell us now that when a police officer or firefighter or someone in the military in combat, they see active combat, within the first 3 years, their mind is architecturally different, chemically different. And so when a woman says, well, when we got married before he was a police officer, he was different. Well, it's a different person because the mind is what defines us. So we have to learn how to prepare our mind from critical incident stress, from acute stress disorder and so forth, PTSD or post-traumatic stress syndrome. So we have to understand how to breathe, how to take care of herself. When I get someone that's suicidal and they'll call me, they'll say, Richard, I've got a gun at my head or I've got a gun at my son-in-law's head. Tell me why I shouldn't do it. And I'll always tell them, because you can't stop them if somebody's going to suicide, but you can get them to defer oftentimes. I'll say, look, if you got to commit suicide, don't do it today. At least wait until tomorrow. And so far, all of those guys I've talked to are still here. And I know that back in 92 when my dad died, my mom already died, my brother died, I lost a fortune, lost a home, had to turn cars back in, this type thing. And I went through a terrific amount of stress. And one day, I put a gun in my head, and I was about to pull the trigger. Then something made me stop. And I said, now, God, I ask you to let me know, is there something that's ahead of me that I can do where I can make a difference? And if not, I'll see you in a minute, hopefully. And then I remembered the first time I met Zig Ziglar. This is the immediate picture that came to my mind. I gave my testimony at his company. I've done it 5 times. Zig was a very close friend. And then he grabbed me by the arms afterwards. The first time I really got to know him, he looked me in the eyes and he said, Richard Morris, you are special. And I heard Zig's voice at that time. I put the gun down. I had gave it to a friend. I said, keep all my weapons until I get back on my feet again. Because I realized as a police officer that if you have that opportunity in front of you, it's going to be easier to do such a thing. And the sad thing about suicide is the children of a suicide parent, or a parent who suicides, are 6 times more likely to suicide themselves. So it's one of those things that can become generational, and we certainly don't want that to happen. So I got really involved more strongly with my faith. My wife says, you know, let's go see Zig and spend some time with him. So we went to Prestonwood Baptist for 8-9 months to his encouragers class, the Sunday school class that Zig taught. And we've been to eat dinner with him many times, and It all turned around for me, and I'm just so very thankful. So one day I get called in the chief's office. He said, Richard, I want to talk to you. I said, Chief, I didn't do it. Anybody says I did, I'm going to whip him. And you know I can. He said, no, Richard, that's not it. He said, I noticed that you have a gift of encouraging people. You have encouraged more people in such a way that I know of any other police officer I've known in my career. I'd like you to be our chaplain. I said, you mean I can put my checkbook up and I'm not in trouble? He said, no, you're not in trouble. And I said, well, let me talk to my wife and pastor and pray with them. And I did do that. And one problem I had is I was drinking too much, even still. And so I was able to quit drinking.
You won
12, 13 years.
You won the battle. Well, I tell you what.
Indeed.
We're going to be back in a minute right after these words from our sponsors. And we're going to talk more about winning this battlefield of the mind and what Blue Dragon is presenting on August the 30th and where you can go to get involved. This is a tremendous program that's going to be a great help to people. So this is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We'll be right back after these words. And you're on Alliance for the Brave.
only a slight thing.
I wonder.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Dozens of former CIA officials have joined the chorus of national security professionals denouncing President Trump's decision to pull former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance. They wrote, "It has nothing to do with who shouldn't and should hold security clearances, and everything to do with an attempt to stifle free speech." Three more former senior intelligence officials added their signatures to the letter denouncing the president's action. The president denied he was trying to silence his critics.
Critics.
If anything, I'm giving him a bigger voice. Many people don't even know who he is, and now he has a bigger voice, and that's okay with me because I like taking on voices like that.
He insisted he was getting high praise for his move to retaliate on Brennan and review security credentials of nine others. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entell. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit NancyLiebermanCharities.org and be a part of our team.
It's Bristol, baby.
Battle for the lead. Here comes Chase Elliott to the point, and the crowd erupts.
It's the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race.
Kyle Busch will try to get the advantage in three. Half car length over Eric Jones. Trouble turn three. Austin Dillon gets spun around. Eric Jones to the inside. Side by side, they roll into two.
The Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race. Saturday, August 18th at 5:30.
Don't miss the Bass Pro Shops NRA Night Race tomorrow at 5:30 on 1160 AM KBDT.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army retired.
Simplify, simplify, simplify. Leaders must simplify. They must understand the problem and simplify it so they can communicate it. If the idea is too complex, if the communication is too lengthy, nothing gets done. Leaders have to simplify the issues, make them clear to everyone they lead, and then get them to do what is necessary to accomplish the mission. I'm Colonel John Entell, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services.
and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
And we're back. We're back. I am Ron Abrams, Regional Outreach Coordinator for the Texas Veterans Commission, formerly changed over now to the District Outreach Coordinator, Texas Veterans Commission. I'm so glad that my co-host is here, Jim Blythe. He's a certified senior advisor, and we have a great program on for you today. We have representatives of Blue. Blue Star. Wow, Blue Dragon, Blue Dragon, and they are here to share not only stories but also of a great event that they have coming up at the end of the month on the 30th and the 31st, 2-day conference for our first responders. And that's what this show is about. It's not only for veterans, but also our first responders. We're talking firefighters, police officers, even EMT, anyone who's responding to that scene. And on the show today with the organization, we have Mr. Richard Morris, Sergeant. He's a certified black belt, actually many black belts in many different genres when it comes to martial arts. And we also have retired United States Marine Corps Colonel Jim Frawley. And they're here today to talk about that great event. I wanted to get back to the actual event itself. You guys are essentially consultants when it comes to first responders. And when it comes to those emergency events, there's a way to respond to that. There's a way to go into it. There's a way to act and, you know, carry on after the event as well. Tell us about the event you guys have coming up on the 30th and 31st. Colonel Frawley.
There's going to be quite a bit. We're going to be talking about PTSD and also for the first local people that are, you know, maybe have problems with that. And that's one of the things I want is to talk about is the PTSD. And for our team, we want civilians to show up. It's not just first responders, and it's not necessarily military people, but just because local people, too, that have to deal with that. We want them to show up because they're not getting any training or help. And so we're going to be doing a lot of talk about PTSD, so help these people that don't know what to do, and they're hurting.
Yes. So that's, and again, this is going to be on the 30th and 31st of this month. Starts at 8 a.m., and it's going to go on all the way up until 5 p.m. Let me give you the address there. It's going to be at the Birchman Baptist Church, 9100 North Normandale Street in the big city of Fort Worth. Again, that's Birchman Baptist Church, 9100 North Normandale Street, Fort Worth. And now this is an event you have to pay for. I'm going to pass the mic back to Jim, if you don't mind, Colonel.
Sure.
And just let us know how much that's going to cost and how many days. You guys have 2 days going there. But also your contact information for those who want to go to the website, do a little bit more reading and research as to what they're going to be offered on that day as well.
Yeah, I believe it's $99, I think, for the first
for police.
And so that's going to be $99. And for civilians, I think it's $168, I believe.
$169.
Okay. So
but it is truly just looking at it, not just because I'm there, but it's going to be invaluable for everybody to learn. It's unbelievable because it's not available anywhere else.
So, again, if you're a police officer, $99.
Yes.
And for civilians, if you guys want to attend the program, the 2-day seminar is $169.
Yes.
And this is something that you can take back to the places where you're working as well. This covers a myriad of areas, not just emergencies, you know, where there's fires and things of that nature. But sometimes, you know, things can happen on the job.
Yes.
We know that United States Postal Service, sometimes they have emergency events as well. Mm-hmm. But you can take this type of training back to where you work and glean as much as you can from it and then share it with your coworkers. You can do that. Mm-hmm. Also, I wanted to go back to your IG experience, Colonel.
Yes.
You've done that with the United States Marine Corps, but you mentioned something during the break. You said you guys aren't there to intimidate and scare people, but you're actually there to help.
Oh, yes. People were worried when we'd show up because we didn't tell them in advance. We'd just show up and make sure everything was being done as possible. But really, we were there to help.
Right.
And we stayed there till it got it was help if it required it.
And I'll tell you something. I retired United States Army in 2005, and when we hear that the IG's coming, they didn't tell us why you're coming, right? But it did keep us on our toes. It just reminded us of the more important thing, and that was the mission. But it also helped us, you know, stay focused in doing the right thing on a daily basis.
Yes.
So I kind of like the fact that they don't tell us why you're coming, but it makes everyone wake up and then, you know, basically snap them out of the lull or you know, their loss of focus and why they're in the military. So we really appreciate what you've done.
Oh, it was enjoyable. I met some of the best people I hadn't seen in a long time. And these young men and women were doing a great job. It really is wonderful.
Outstanding, outstanding. Richard, I wanted to get back to you when it comes to the emergency response. If I know you don't want to tell us the whole seminar, but give us an idea as to what we can expect when we show up to the seminar.
Right. And by the way, it's not just police that are $99. It's for firefighters, all first responders, and military, all military. And the spouses are free. So when they sign up, their spouse can come free for the $99, and the public is $169. After Colonel Grossman talks, Lieutenant Colonel Dave Grossman, he is the leading authority in human aggression in the world, and he has testified before the Senate and Congress. He just met with President Trump, and as a matter of fact, gave him a copy of Assassination Generation that he wrote, and he testified in Timothy McVeigh trial, so he knows about the mass murders. I was at the Wedgwood Baptist Church when seven were killed, seven more were shot. Back when that happened, I was one of the police chaplains with Fort Worth. And so we understand that we've got to prepare ourselves mentally for what we do, see, even what we smell. Sometimes you don't hear, hey, when you get to a place there's a lot of death, there's going to be some smell that you're going to have to overcome. It's better to know that ahead of time instead of being surprised. We're going to, after Dave Grossman talks, I'll be talking about the psychology and physiology of fighting. For example, many people do not know this, but if you go counterclockwise when you walk, you have better spatial awareness, better coordination, better balance. That's why the when you go through a revolving door, it revolves counterclockwise.
Wow.
You get on a merry-go-round counterclockwise. When you go around a racetrack, whether it's walking or running, I found through my research that that's why it's counterclockwise. You have a racetrack that's counterclockwise, you're going to have people die. And so if we would learn to plan when we approach someone to fight or for a gunfight, or to leave a building in the midst of a crisis, getting the public to leave, if we could leave counterclockwise, find a path to go counterclockwise, it's easier, it's better. Now, I've done research with several hundred people, and all but a few say that counterclockwise is better for them, whether they're left-hand dominant or right-hand dominant, because the spatial awareness is in the hippocampus, which is the part with the recent memory. For all of us, it's the same place. It's not the left or right-hand side of the brain. Another thing is when we go counterclockwise, if we're a dominant right hand, if we have a gun, it's easier to shoot. If you try to go clockwise and shoot, pardon me, just try it, it's difficult. So I teach range masters and so forth. If nothing else, we owe it up to ourselves and to our families to at least look and see which way is better for us. It's just that most people, I've never heard anybody talk about it. I learned about it from watching Discovery Channel. That's what piqued my interest, where Kohl's and Nordstrom spent $5 million on a feasibility study in reference to the direction of travel that people go when they come in the store. If they went clockwise, they were left angry. They didn't spend much money, and didn't come back. They didn't spend much time in the store. Those that went counterclockwise in a series of counterclockwise circles that they had sales literally to cause the people to go counterclockwise, they would stay in the store longer, they would spend more money, they would laugh, and they would come back.
And usually you'll see you run right into the vegetables and all the right stuff you're supposed to eat, right?
So when you go into one of the newer department stores or grocery stores, you'll notice you'll most probably enter and go counterclockwise.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you never thought of that.
I never thought of it either. And I like the fact that you said that you were watching the Discovery Channel as opposed to Duck Dynasty and all the other, in my opinion, programs to designed to distract you. Yeah. Keep you entertained, keep you in the lull, and then that's it. But we need to start expanding our minds, look at different programs so that we can affect our – so they can affect our lives a whole lot more in a positive area. And speaking of positive, we're working with veterans, with the Texas Veterans Commission, as they transition from the military. And a lot of it has to do with their employment and overcoming their barriers to employment.
Sure.
And a lot of that has a lot to do with the self-esteem that could be affected – because they can't find the job once they come out.
Right.
And you're going to be talking about that on the 31st of August as well. Self-awareness and self-improvement. Could you go on to that?
Have you seen a lot of people, because I've seen this, is military people, they plan on being there for the tour, you know, for 20, 30 years. And then when there's a cut and they kick them out after two tours, they're lost. They plan their life is to be the military,
and or if they hadn't reached that rank,
yes,
you have to make E5 in the lower ranks by your 12th year,
yes,
and that's with Air Force as well.
Yeah, and if you push them off the military, they're sort of lost. That what they had planned the rest of their life, they don't know what to do, and it is hard for them to get a job, and so it's very terrible. It really is.
Yes, it is.
A couple of things Zig taught me. One, he said that television is an income suppressant. You watch too much television, it's going to affect your income.
I think it messes with your mind, period.
Yeah.
Wow. As a senior advisor, I go into people's homes, and I can tell you how many times I see a guy sitting there drinking coffee, smoking cigarettes, and a lazy boy watching Judge Judy, and I don't know which is worse for his mind, the Judge Judy, the coffee, the cigarettes, or the fact he's just sitting there.
When I was growing up, my parents were watching Carol Burnett, you know, and Hee Haw, things of that nature. A lot of folks down here aren't familiar with that.
I was trained on that.
Yeah. There we go. The town of Mayberry.
Another thing is people tend to spend more time planning a wedding than they do their marriage or their life. And so we need to learn to plan and prepare. That's what Tom Ziegler is going to be speaking of on the second day. How to balance your life, the seven areas of life, our health, our family, our relationships and career and so forth. And when you have a balanced life, things just work out better for you.
It's all about accomplishment. So if you don't have plans, you're going to wander around in a frustrating sea of unaccomplishment. I wrote a book that I used to teach teenage boys coming out of the Texas juvenile prison system called Planning to Change. And you're right, 97% of the people in the United States don't plan farther than Saturday's dinner. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, that is a frightening thing. And here's one of the things about what you're presenting is you're instilling in people's mind the need to plan. Even to the point of when I now walk into a movie theater, I take a look. Where are the exits?
You bet.
Where could I go if something happened? Mm-hmm. What would I do protect myself? When I walk into a restaurant, I do the same thing. I can't even imagine what it must have been like in Waco to go into that restaurant and all of a sudden 40 bikers start shooting each other. Well, I tell you what, again, we want you to go see the Blue Diamond Presents, this tremendous program. We're going to tell you where to get it. We're going to post it on our website. So we'll be right back. We're going to have Colonel Rich Canas talking about AUSA, and then we're going to finish up with Jim and Rich. So this is Jim Blythe and
Ron Abrams.
And we're here for you on Alliance for the Brave, bringing education, information, and communication to active duty military and today's vets. Again, go take a look at Blue Diamond Presents. Great program. You need to get involved. So we'll be right back after these words. On Alliance for the Brave.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea, a trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Hud Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our golf classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Don't bet on strategies, bet on people. Leaders make the difference. If it was just up to strategy, if it was just a mathematical equation, if 1 + 1 + 1 = 3, you don't need a leader. The problem is in complex situations, particularly in wicked situations. Leaders make the difference. Wicked problems are such that can only be solved by leaders with insight. Therefore, leaders must know and must be able to accomplish whatever the task is. You must pick leaders who can do this. You bet on leaders. You don't bet on strategies. You bet on people. I'm Colonel John Entel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams. We're talking with the guys from Blue Dragon Presents. Again, great, great event. We want you to go to bdic.net/Fort Worth to talk about what Blue Diamond is presenting on developing the bulletproof mind and the bulletproof heart. Thank you for being on board, guys. And Colonel, stick around for a second because I got another great friend calling in. Colonel Canis, good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm good, and yourselves?
I'm always good when I get to be around you, Colonel Canis.
It's another day in paradise.
Another day in paradise. Colonel Canis, you've got a great event coming up because this is event morning. Tell us about what you guys are doing with AUSA.
So our Association of United States Army and our North Texas Audie Murphy chapter, we host the largest golf tournament for the Army Association worldwide. This year, it's again in October, 16th of October. We'll have 200-plus golfers on two courses at Brookhaven Country Club in Farmers Branch. You know, we will raise that day between $80,000 to $100,000 that day to support our wounded warriors in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. So that's our goal. This will be our ninth year. We have raised over $550,000 since we started, and we're going to add another $100K into the mix by the end of October. So we're always looking for people who want to come out and play. We're always looking for volunteers that might want to come out and help us support us.
Rich, where can they go to find out about that?
So the easiest way is go to our website, AUSANorthTexas.org. And just go to the events tab, and that'll give you all the information about our upcoming Golf Classic.
And again, when is it?
16 October, which is a Tuesday. It's a morning event. They'll tee off right around 9 o'clock in the morning, so you're done by 1-ish, 2-ish. And
you know,
it's
Diane,
a fun day.
Yeah, Diane and I have participated in that, I think, for the last 3 years.
Yep.
And we've had a great time. Are we going to get assigned a hole again this year to be the observers?
You will be. So
and let me
do that.
Yeah, and it's so great. Here's one of the things, and I'm talking with the guys from Blue Dragon. I'm talking with Richard Morris and Colonel Jim. One of the things that's important is you're talking about developing a bulletproof mind is the camaraderie. One of the things you talked about, Rich, was and Jim, was how people come back from the military and they're lost. One of the things I think is so important is plugging in to organizations and doing events that bring everybody together. It's like the mission is continuing. And so here's an opportunity to do that. You're presenting education. Rich and his guys are presenting a lot of fun. And I happen to know that 100% of the dollars that are raised and the profit of that goes right back into the programs AUSA puts on.
That's exactly right. This year, and for those who need to know how, where our money gets funneled to and what we do with it, you know, what we do for our Wounded Warrior causes is really to act more like a foundation, and then we fund other military charities that actually do the cause. So the charities that we've got this year will be Operation Once in a Lifetime with Patrick Sowers and his team, and then a new one this year, the Boots Campaign, that will come out. They've helped soldiers and service members in their needs that are having some issues with PTS and other things. So there are two primary charities that we'll be supporting that day. They'll be on site. And for those who like motorcycles, just FYI, Patrick Sowers and his team will have one of 170 Jack Daniels themed Indian motorcycles there that will be raffled off. So Jack Daniels built 170 of these things. They sold out in 8 minutes, and we got one of the 170s. So if you're interested, you need to come.
What a rumble in the grumble up in Brookhaven, man. That's going to be fun. You guys Jim, you need to go. You guys look like you'd be great golfers.
I'm not that good at it, but I like to do it.
So as I tell my corporate members, we don't care if you're good at it. We just want your money. So just come and have a day of fun.
It is a great day of fun because we've been there. But the biggest thing, seriously, Rich, and I got to tell people, here's an opportunity to not only have fun, but to have camaraderie, have brotherhood with other guys. And you're talking about a little white ball, and that is so therapeutic. Wouldn't you agree, Rich?
Oh, it's always good
to hit
something.
It's a fun day. we work with, there's another group here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area that helps Wounded Warriors to learn how to play golf. Jason Leap and his team, we add them into the mix. So if any of them want to play, we slot them into other foursomes.
All right.
Who would like to have a Wounded Warrior on their team.
All right, Rich.
So there's a fun day.
I got to tell you, thanks, and I'll be telling people to go that. So there's Jim Blythe and Ron Abrams on Alliance for the Brave. I have a prayer for all of my active duty and veterans. God protect you and keep you safe, and thank you for all you do watching over us. We'll be right back after these words with the second hour of Alliance for the Brave.
News, talk, weather, sports. This is 1160 AM KBDT, Highland Park, Dallas-Fort Worth. Big D Talk.
The news starts now.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former intelligence leaders who served under both Democratic and Republican presidents released a statement announcing President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance as ill-considered and unprecedented. Sources in the White House say the president is planning on revoking more clearances in the coming days. His next target is Bruce Orr, a little-known Justice Department employee.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The president has repeatedly targeted Orr because of his contacts with Christopher Steele, the former British spy who investigated Trump's ties to Russia. The Department of Justice says that Orr has no involvement with Robert Mueller's investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello. My name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push a side. That's Right, the number two, and Voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push a side. That's Right, the number two, and Voice. We don't push a side. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
I have often said that you can take the man out of the UN, but you can't take the UN out of the man.
That was former UN Secretary General and Nobel Peace Prize winner Kofi Annan in 2006. He is dead at age 80. Annan, who was born in Ghana, served as the seventh UN Secretary General from 1997 to 2006 and was the first to rise from the ranks of the UN staff. Miss America is speaking out. Here's WCBS-TV's Christine Johnson.
Sarah Mund sent the letter to a host of former Miss Americas. Mund accuses chairwoman Gretchen Carlson and CEO Regina Hopper of bullying, manipulating, and attempting to silence her. It is the latest controversy less than a month before the pageant in Atlantic City. The organization eliminated the pageant swimsuit competition, and officials with 19 state pageants want the current leadership ousted.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
A young woman is charged with reckless endangerment after pushing her friend off a bridge. Here's more from USA's Rick Vincent.
You've probably seen the video over and over again on national television news of the 18-year-old woman pushing her 16-year-old friend off a bridge in Vancouver, Washington, into water 60 feet below. Taylor Smith says she and a bunch of friends gathered at the bridge to dive off. Jordan Holgerson decided not to jump, and Smith pushes her anyway. Holgerson suffered broken ribs and punctured lungs. She's now home. Smith tells ABC News Holgerson wanted to be pushed, but she has apologized several times.
At the beginning, she was very, "You're fine. I know you didn't mean to hurt me." And then now she just doesn't answer.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Funeral and memorial services are planned for Aretha Franklin, who died Thursday at age 76. The funeral will be held in her hometown in Detroit on the 31st. The viewing will take place August 28th and 29th at the Charles H. Wright Museum for African American History. The service for the family and friends will be at the Greater Grace Temple the following day. There's also word that there will be a public tribute event in November at Madison Square Garden in New York, produced by the legendary Clive Davis. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
In the home of the brave.
Alliance for the Brave, a program that advocates for our active military, veterans, and first responders. Presented by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Alliance for the Brave, serving and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty with a focus on bringing the core leadership values of honor, duty, and service to our communities. Tune in, join in, and plug in with us on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network. Welcome to Alliance for the Brave.
Around the world, you're listening to Alliance for the Brave. This is Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor, your host today, U.S. Navy veteran. And boy, I got to tell you, I have got a great guest today. I am so thrilled to get to talk to him. Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, the commander of the United States Army North, the Fifth Army. I got to tell you, what a great opportunity. General, good morning and welcome aboard.
Hey, good morning, Jim. How are you?
I am terrific. I so enjoyed meeting you at our military ball last year, and your speech was absolutely amazing. You have so much depth, and one of the things that I like to tell people about is your background and your education. I mean, you've got quite an education. Wildlife management? Well, I guess managing the Army, there's a lot of wildlife there, but you've got a tremendous background. Could you tell us a little bit about it, General Buchanan?
Sure. I was born in Germany. I grew up as an Army brat and kind of lived all over the place, and but ended up going to high school and college in Arizona, where my dad was stationed, and that's what I call home now. So you're right, my bachelor's degree is in wildlife ecology. I grew up as a hunter, and so just enjoyed the outdoors, and so fell into that. And then eventually, after being in the Army about 8 years, got a master's degree in leadership development from U.S. Military Academy at West Point.
That is such an important thing. I think I wish that they would offer that on a lot of college campuses around the world, because that is so important. So it stresses not only leadership, but it stresses further education. In other words, I believe that if you can't read, if you don't read, you don't lead. And that's, you keep that going, don't you?
Well, I certainly try to. What's interesting is I probably 6 months ago, one of my subordinates came to me with an idea that I should send out a note to every one of the members of Army North every month saying, here's what I'm thinking about and here's what I'm reading. And what's interesting for me is that's actually caused me to read more than I had been in the past. And so I'm probably averaging 5 books a month now. Really enjoying it, and all kinds of different things.
I'm reading the book Devotion about the first African-American Navy carrier pilot, and I'm fascinated about that period in history. So what are you reading right now, General?
Well, I just finished reading a book. I'll tell you about the last two that I read. I just finished reading a book by a Texas author. It's called Stolen Valor.
Oh, yeah. B.G. Burkett.
It's fascinating and pretty interesting about how the Vietnam generation was robbed of its heroes by a bunch of fakes, essentially. And so it's not just about people, you know, posing as Medal of Honor recipients who may not be Medal of Honor recipients, but people posing as veterans who may not even be veterans, and certainly not Vietnam veterans. So that was a great book. And then I read a book called The Gratitude Diaries, which was really helpful to think about all the things that we should be thankful for every day and how having such an outlook can help you to hunt the good stuff, as we would say in the Army, and help you keep a more positive attitude.
Those are great books. I just finished Joyce Meyer's book, Battlefield of the Mind, and I learned so much about myself and about that. So that's important that we keep that going. Now, you have commanded, I mean, you've had some great commands. You've had 4 tours in Iraq, 1 tour in Afghanistan, the Director of Operations for Coalition Military Assistance Training Team. Tell us a little bit more about your background and how you basically move forward. And then I'm going to ask you a special question about your family, because I understand you've got some sons that are serving.
Right. So I grew up as an infantryman, spent most of my time in the light infantry. But I had some different jobs along the way. It's not very a typical career path. I was a J3 for what was called Joint Task Force Full Accounting. So I spent a lot of time in the jungle in Vietnam, Laos, and Cambodia helping to account for our service members who are still missing in Southeast Asia. That was very, very rewarding. Again, grew up in the infantry, and then I did my war college equivalent or senior service college in Geneva, Switzerland, as a part of a UN-sponsored international security fellowship. And coming out of that was during OIF-1, or the first Iraq war. And so served in four different tours, like I said, in Iraq and one in Afghanistan. And you know, lots of great experience. I've served with tremendous soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and even Coasties along the way, and have worked a number of times in the NORTHCOM AOR, United States Northern Command, which is what my job leads me to now, focused on, you know, Mexico, the United States, and Canada. So it's been a great career, and I've really loved every part of it.
Well, I see on your resume also that you were the Deputy Commanding General for the 10th Mountain Division. I think the 10th Mountain is one of the most famous, going back to World War II. What a tremendous honor to work with those men.
It sure was. It was a great honor, great history. Got formed up in Camp Hale, Colorado. In fact, most people don't know this, but The skiing industry in Colorado actually owes its fame to a bunch of 10th Mountain vets who settled there after World War II and opened up all these famous ski slopes. So pretty interesting interesting history, lots of great history through World War II, and now is one of our most deployed outfits in many, many times over in Iraq and Afghanistan. It was great to be part of that unit. And I was also part of, over the years, the 82nd Airborne Division, the 25th Infantry Division, the 101st Airborne Division, and there's tremendous history in all those outfits.
You were a jumper, I take it, then.
Oh, yeah.
Paratrooper.
I spent a lot of years on jump status, and so I've got the bones to prove it.
General, I have absolute awe of anybody that would jump out of a perfectly good airplane.
They've yet to build a perfectly good airplane, in my opinion.
I understand. I think it's so important, though. What got me is not only when I met you, but I went in and started doing a little bit of research about the North Army, the Fifth Army. I didn't know about the Fifth Army. Most people don't know anything about the Fifth Army. Let's start talking about that. What is the Fifth Army, and what is their mission?
Sure. We're the Army Service Component Command, so we're the Army component of U.S. Northern Command, which is based in Colorado Springs. And not only are we the Army component, I'm the Joint Force Land Component Commander for NORTHCOM. And NORTHCOM's focused on North America, basically, from the Guatemala and Mexican border, Guatemala, Belize, a Mexican border northward, all the way up to and including the North Pole. So it includes the Arctic. NORTHCOM has three major missions: the homeland defense, which is again defense of North America. And from my perspective, I focus on the land component side of that. Defense support of civil authorities. So this is how we use military forces to support other federal organizations in time of need. And a good example would be what we did last year for Hurricane Harvey in Texas, Hurricane Irma in Florida, and Hurricane Maria in Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. And then the third mission is theater security cooperation. And that's where we cooperate with the militaries of both Mexico and Canada. And kind of the big idea here is the more we can work together and the more we can help them with their security, the better it is for ours.
And you've been very much involved with the Mexican government military forces. I believe we call them the federales, and working with the border defense, the SEDENA. I'm not sure I understand all of those acronyms, but you work very closely with them trying to keep our border secure. A lot of people don't know that and don't know what we do in trying to do the interdiction and help things there.
We have a great partnership with the Mexican Army and the Mexican Air Force, and it's SEDENA is the name, and that's, you know, I won't go into the Spanish, but that's a description of their Army and Air Force. We work very closely together. They actually are very good, and they're in a heck of a fighting these transnational criminal organizations. So we help them. We support them in their operations. But at the same time, we've got this partnership where we support. We're not responsible for border security. The Department of Homeland Security is, from a federal perspective, and then state and local law enforcement agencies. We support all of them, but we just provide support. What we do, though, is we bring the Mexican Army together with our partners from Department of Homeland Security, Border Patrol, ICE, et cetera, so that we can work together, share intelligence, work on tactics together, so that real time when we detect, you know, a bad guy or a group of drug smugglers or something on the Mexican side of the border, we can call somebody and they can act on it right away. And it's been very, very fruitful.
That's amazing. I didn't know that. They don't put that in the press. You know, you're talking about B.G. Burkett's book, Stolen Valor. There's so much the press is not talking about of the job that our Army, our military is doing. And you're talking about actually working effectively with the Mexican Army on the other side of the border. I mean, you're not going over there, but you're helping those guys to stop the bad guys. I didn't know that. I think that's incredible.
Yeah, they're actually doing a very good job. In fact, right now we've got an exercise going on here near San Antonio with both Mexican soldiers and Mexican Marines, where we're helping them develop their techniques for targeting bad guys. So this kind of thing goes on regularly. The Mexicans don't publish it a lot, and we respect their privacy, obviously. But they've been very effective partners in helping us with border security. And you know, we're concerned on our side of the border. We're concerned with mostly we think about money, or correction, we think about drugs and people coming north. But they're also worried about weapons and money going south, and so. Together, you know, it's a problem that we need to work on together.
Yeah, I've heard that is really, really serious in terms of the weapons trade that's going back across the border. And that's a frightening thing. All of those weapons are going in and being taken by the drug cartels and the bad guys. And that's making your job a whole lot tougher as they come back across the border. That's pretty frightening.
Yeah, I think. And I'm not sure how up-to-date this was, but the latest statistic I saw was that about 70-75% of the weapons that are confiscated by the transnational criminal organizations originate in the U.S. And they get down there through all different types of means. But we have, again, we work very closely with them. The people are on our side of the border that are leading the effort, and again, very active in Mexico, is Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms. You know, part of Department of Justice, but they work very closely with the Mexican government as well.
This is important to know. So I tell you what, General Buchanan, we're going to take a break for just a second, and we'll be right back to talk more about what the Fifth Army does for the United States. And one of the things I want to talk about also is what you're doing right now with the wildfires out in California. So, General Buchanan, we'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. And for those of you who are just now tuning in, I have Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, the commanding officer of the 5th Army, Army North as it's known, in all that they do. Now, they're based down in San Antonio, so that's part of the Texas contingent of the military. So we'll be right back after these words from our partners. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
Are you looking for a company that works strictly in entertainment? Whether it's photography, videography, filmmaking, well, look no further. Check out Pete Persaud Entertainment. Pete Persaud Entertainment is local. It's local in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, and they have a ton of experience creating production from thought and vision to final product. For more information, go to PetePersaud.com. That's Pete, P-E-R-S-A-U-D.com. Or go to Pete Persaud Entertainment on Facebook. Life can be tough enough, and when we don't have someone that we can talk with about our day-to-day issues and problems and the things that we want in our life, it can be overwhelming. When we tend to look to our family and friends for all the answers, well, we normally come up short. It's time to talk to someone who not only cares, but can give you the clarity and honesty that you deserve. My name is Ashley Burgess. I'm a licensed therapist and life coach in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. For more information on me, go to AshleyBurgess.com. That's Ashley, B-E-R-G-E-S.com, and let's work together.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A and the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Island, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army retired.
Leaders eat last. This is a metaphor that is very important for leadership. It is all about understanding how to lead. You put your people first. Simple things like food. If you're at a company picnic, at a company party, and the boss comes in, he fills his plate up, and he goes first. And the last person in only has salad. That person who had salad will never forget it. Leaders eat last. You take care of your people first, and then you take care of yourself. I'm Colonel John Entel, American-Leadership.com.
You're listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
This is Jim Blythe, Certified Senior Advisor. Welcome back, and we're talking with Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, the commander of the United States Army North, also known as the Fifth Army. General Buchanan, this is a fascinating discussion because as a civilian, even as a Navy veteran, I had no earthly idea about the Fifth Army. One of the things that your PAO, who is a tremendous person, kind of guided me through, it told me that you were actually sending people to the fire lines to support the firefighters out in California.
Yes, this is part of the mission that we have with Defense Support of Civil Authorities. It's I don't want to get into all the specifics of the authorities, but this is a little different than what we did during hurricane season. It actually falls under the Economy Act as opposed to the Stafford Act. But we work every year. We work with a group called the National Interagency Fire Center, based in Boise, Idaho, and it's a conglomerate of a bunch of federal landholding entities and firefighting entities. Dominantly, we think of the Forest Service, but it also includes, the Department of Interior, the Bureau of Land Management, all this, these kinds of things. And when they need help, then they can ask Department of Defense for help. And we have a couple of battalions of soldiers, one based at Fort Carson and one based at what used to be called Fort Lewis. Joint Base Lewis-McChord in Washington State were prepared to help. The way it works is that, there's a number of ground crews across the nation for all these different agencies, and they employ them. But as the fire danger raises through the fire season and ground crews get committed, at some point in time they need more help than they actually have. It becomes a special problem, and typically in August and September when the fire season is still high, and a number of the people who are college students who are part of these ground firefighting crews go back to school. And so that causes a little bit of spike usually in what the demand is versus the supply of firefighters. And so they ask for help. Now, the Air Force maintains a couple of specially modified C-130s that are available to help, and they provide spraying. Or they dump fire retardant, if you will, in support of the Forest Service in these federal fires. But this year and last year, we've been asked now to provide ground crews. These teams link up with the Forest Service and our teams. We put them through a special 10-day training program, and then they go and help maintain fire lines. And right now, we've got a battalion out of Fort Lewis in Washington State that is committed to the Mendocino Fire Complex in California.
Yeah, I read an article this morning that there's about $17 billion worth of damage that's happened as a result of these fires, and you're helping. Now, a lot of people that are civilians are listening in don't know, how big is a battalion? How many men are you talking about that can be deployed to help out when you talk about a battalion?
Yeah, battalion size can vary from 250 to about 750 troops, but in this case, what we've got committed is about 250. It's pretty small. It's 10, and they're organized, in not the way we typically would for a military operation, but they're organized specifically in the same way that the Forest Service does it. They're organized in 10, 20-person crews, and we've got about 50 personnel that are helping manage it all, provide medics and all of these kinds of things.
So when we think of the U.S. Army, we think about Afghanistan, Iraq, Grenada, all places around the world protecting the NATO alliance in Germany. We don't think about your involvement with a disaster like the fires in Mendocino or the hurricane disaster. That is really huge and important, because a lot of people don't understand, when they're talking about the military, what all the military does that's not combat related. It is taking care of our nation. And I think this is incredibly important. General Buchanan, let's take a break for a minute with a word from our partners. And when we come back, I'd like to talk about recruiting and some of your special things that your PAO told me you're very interested in, especially in the medical side of it. I think it's important that people not only know about the Fifth Army, but know about the kind of men and women that are leading our nation. So this is Jim Blythe with General Jeffrey Buchanan. We'll be right back after these words from all of our partners. You're listening to Alliance for the Brave, bringing you education, information, and communication around the world on the Armed Forces Radio Network and across the nation on the USA Radio Network. We'll be right back.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former intelligence leaders who served under both Democratic and Republican presidents released a statement announcing President Trump's decision to revoke former CIA Director John Brennan's security clearance as ill-considered and unprecedented. Sources in the White House say the president is planning on revoking more clearances in the coming days. His next target is Bruce Orr, a little-known Justice Department employee.
I think Bruce Orr is a disgrace. I suspect I'll be taking it away very quickly.
The president has repeatedly targeted Orr because of his contacts with Christopher Steele, the former British spy who investigated Trump's ties to Russia. The Department of Justice says that Orr has no involvement with Robert Mueller's investigation. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pudge Rodriguez, Anthony Kim, Del Harris, so many people, former Dallas Cowboys, have given of their time to be a part of Nancy Lieberman Charity's Celebrity Golf Classic. Nancy Lieberman here. This day is certainly about friends, it's about fun, but it's also about philanthropy and giving. At our golf classic, your contributions, they benefit children that are served by us. We've sent 44 high school seniors to college the last 7 years. We've built 62 dream courts around the country, 25 in the Metroplex. So that's where your contributions go to. You get to high-five kids that you're helping and watch them receive iPads that will help them excel in the classroom. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylieberman charities.org and be a part of our team.
Colonel John Entel, U.S. Army, retired.
I served many years in Korea in the United States Army. You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. Our trip will take place from 17 through 24 October 2018, and I'll be there to be your guide for the entire time. We'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. We'll explore the national security issues involving the current situation in Korea. If you want to learn what's going on, this is a trip you want to come on. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. We'll also have a chance to see the North Korean invasion tunnels and learn a lot about the security situation in Korea. You'll experience Korean culture, dine in some of the best restaurants in the world, and much, much more. Seoul, Korea is one of the biggest and most modern cities in the world. Join me on this trip. 17 through 24 October, we're going to go to Korea. A trip of a lifetime.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entel. Find out more. Go to AllianceForTheBrave.com.
This is Jim Blythe, your host for Alliance for the Brave. I work for Homebridge Financial Services Mortgage Company, and we're one of the top mortgage lenders in the nation. We're offering to our listeners a special promotion. Homebridge is offering $500 off your closing costs to our listeners who use the promo code A4B. That's A in the number 4B. Just call 833-4-MY-VA-LOAN. That's 833, the number 4, MY-VA-LOAN. Or visit our website at homebridge.com. My NMLS number is 311-548. And our Homebridge Company NMLS is 6521. Our address is 194 Wood Avenue South, 9th floor, Islip, New Jersey, 08830. We are an equal opportunity lender, and we love veterans and want to help you with your home loan financing needs. Jim Blythe with Homebridge. You can also go to my website at AllianceForTheBrave.com.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Antel, U.S. Army retired.
Never, never, never quit. By moving forward, you generate options. In life, leaders will face challenges that sometimes seem insurmountable. Leaders will be up against walls that they feel they cannot climb. If you give up, if you surrender, if you say, I give up, I will no longer do this, you are not a leader. Leaders must move forward. They must generate options. Change courses of action. Try it a different way. Think of a new idea, but never quit. Leaders never quit. I'm Colonel John Antel, American-Leadership.com.
Today's program is brought to you by Homebridge Financial Services and Gear Services Web Design. Visit us on Facebook or online at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Join the conversation by calling 214-810-TALK. That's 214-810-8255. And now back to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network.
Welcome back. I'm Jim Blythe, U.S. Navy veteran, Vietnam era. And I have the honor of sharing my cup of coffee with a conversation with Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, the commanding officer of the Army North, the 5th Army. We've been talking about how the 5th Army supports so many things, disaster relief, hurricanes, in the firefighting. And you have a tremendous background. Your father served in Vietnam, as I understand. Is that correct, sir?
He sure did. He was a Huey pilot for a couple of different tours, 64, 65, and then 68.
Wow.
And I learned a great deal from him. And, you know, in the end, that probably inspired me to join ROTC and join the Army.
I was very fortunate, and I knew some great officers in serving with the attack squadron and helicopter squadron that I was in on my deployments. But I have been so amazed at meeting so many officers and enlisted men on our Joint Reserve Base and in all of my travels. I was recently, back in October, on board the USS Truman. It's a different military today from the military you're reading about in B.G. Burkett's book, Stolen Valor in Vietnam. The military today, I think, is smarter, better, more comprehensive. It's amazing what all you guys are doing in terms of leadership, community, humanitarian, but building young men and women for the future. And one of the things that your PAO, the major, it was just really on point telling me how you, while you're not involved in recruiting, you support recruiting efforts, especially in the medical community, because part of your command is under the medical, as I understand it.
Well, the way I'm the senior Army commander for Fort Sam Houston and Camp Bullis, and Fort Sam Houston is the home of Army medicine. So we have a very large hospital here. It's the only level one trauma center in all of the Department of Defense, Brooke Army Medical Center. Incredible capability. The reason that we have this trauma center here, and we take care of about half of San Antonio's trauma victims. The other half are managed and cared for by the University Health System. But the reason we do is not just because we want to be good neighbors. Actually, if you were to look at it from a monetary standpoint, we lose a lot of money doing it because 85% of the trauma victims are not military beneficiaries. But the reason we do that is because we need to build readiness. And this is really the point, is to build readiness in our doctors, our nurses, our OR techs, because the reason we have military medicine is coincides with the reason we have an Army, which is to fight and win the nation's wars. And, you know, we talked a little bit about all that we do and, you know, responding for disasters, but that's not our reason for existence. The reason we exist is to fight and win the nation's wars. It just so happens that we have a lot of capabilities, some great equipment, organizational skills, and some pretty good leadership that we can apply to these other problems and help, you know, the rest of the country out.
You know,
but so it's been great to be here and Fort Sam Houston. You know, I'm an infantryman originally, but I've learned a lot about Army medicine since I've been here, and we have a tremendous, tremendous group of medical professionals across all ranks and, frankly, across all services, because we train all the corpsmen for the Navy here, as well as all the airmen who are medical professionals as well.
I think a lot of people don't know also, Brooke Army Medical Center is the number one burn unit. As I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong, it's the number one burn unit in the United States.
And yeah, I think that is the case. Again, I don't spend a lot of time in that world, but they do have tremendous capacity, tremendous capability to care for burn victims. They've developed a lot of unique capability to actually care for victims on an aircraft, so that they can dispatch their teams around the world and provide and, you know, link up with that person, put them on a fixed wing aircraft. These days, it's a C-17 that this team deploys on, and bring them back and care for them en route to the hospital, to the medical center. And it's and of course, based on that, there's been a lot of. We have an organization here that's aligned with the hospital. It's called the Institute of Surgical Research. It's not just Army, but it includes all services. And they've done a tremendous amount of good, especially over the last 20 years that we've been in conflict, where to advance trauma medicine around the world, and, you know, in all the techniques that they've developed, it's pretty inspirational.
Well, let me tell you, I can testify to what you're talking about, because I had a phone call from a guy as a result of hearing my program. And he said, by the way, I'm not a veteran, I'm not military. He was in an industrial fire, I believe in McAllen or Harlingen somewhere. And they rushed him to Brooke Army Medical Center, and they saved his life. And he wasn't veteran, he wasn't military. So what you're talking about, taking the community in and being part of what you're doing and serving with that tremendous resource, that's why Brooke Army Medical Center is the number one in the United States and probably in the world, General Buchanan. General Buchanan, also, your PAO told me you have a son serving in the military. Can you tell us a little bit about what he's doing?
Sure. He actually just got home from his seventh deployment. He had one tour in Iraq and six in Afghanistan. His tour, he's an infantry officer, recently selected for promotion to major, but his tour in Iraq was with the 4th Stryker Brigade out of Fort Lewis, and then all his tours in Afghanistan have been with 1st or 3rd Ranger Battalion. He's served in the Ranger Regiment. Right now, next week he starts graduate school at Duke University. So we're pretty excited about that. That, you know, his kids get to have dad home for a couple of years.
Like father, like son. He's third generation. Is it possible that he's a fourth generation, or possible that maybe there may be a fourth generation on the line coming in?
Well, he's got a son and a daughter, so you never know. They're pretty little right now.
Oh yeah. But, you know, it starts little, because I sat at my grandfather's knees, who was career Navy, and the first book I ever got to read was a Blue Jacket's Manual. And he talked to me about leadership, and that's what you are so involved in and what you've done. One of the things that I would like for you to tell people, families who do not have that relationship with the military, do not have that military background, from your perspective, the opportunities for young men and women to go in the military, to grow, to learn, to get an education, please talk a little bit about that, because I think a lot of people don't know. And I'll tell you something else. You were talking about reading B.G. Burkett's book. A lot of people have the wrong idea about the military. And so you have made it. You've made it a tremendous career. Please tell young men and women who don't have a family relationship in the military what opportunities are available to them.
Sure. Sure. Let me start by talking about veterans, and then I'll cycle back to people who are not in the military but considering it. You know, veterans. I think that one of the things I learned out of Mr. Burkett's book was how there developed a stereotype of Vietnam veterans that was completely inaccurate. It was nothing like the reality. And, you know, we have a stereotype developing of current veterans of, you know, our conflicts in Iraq and Afghanistan. And a lot of them are seen as, you know, there's are people with post-traumatic stress that are, you know, going through tough times, a lot of them committing suicides and those kinds of things. And I don't want to make light of any of those problems because, you know, people have been, our troops have been exposed to a lot of trauma. But what I've got to say is that veterans are an incredible population. And when you're looking for somebody who is disciplined, who is dedicated, you know, to the job, who's bright, who's not afraid to make a decision, you know, even though, frankly, sometimes their lives depend on it, you know, they're a great source of new employment for any firm of any type. And so, you know, this is just kind of broadcasting out to, you know, corporate America. And some organizations, Starbucks, I think Amazon, some of these corporations have recognized this and have set goals to bring in veterans, but they do so out of a feeling of obligation or commitment of support, and then they learn what gems they really have. And it takes off. Our veterans are incredible employees. I'd like to talk a little bit about values. And, you know, each of our services have core values. For the Navy, the core values are honor, courage, and commitment. Air Force, you know, it includes service before self, integrity first, and excellence in all we do. And for the Army, we have seven of them. Loyalty, duty, respect for others, selfless service, honor, integrity, and personal courage. Now, when you think about all those things and you combine them, each of our military services are pretty similar with core values. But, you know, when you look at what developmental opportunities we provide anybody who comes in, and of course, I'm a veteran of the Army, but I've served with all the services, I want to encourage everybody to consider this. It is a tough organization. These are tough organizations to be in because we have standards. We insist on them. We enforce those. They require discipline and dedication. But what an individual learns from each of these experiences and how they grow and how they develop and how they can apply those different values to all parts of their life is really phenomenal. And it's great to see. And whether it's, you know, a tour of 3 years or a career of 36 years, which is how long I've been in, the military has done a lot for me. It's, you know, I'll retire someday, and it's going to break my heart when I leave because I'm in love with the Army. And, you know, and it's going to be the right time for me to leave at some point, but it's been incredible to be a part of it.
You know, General, when you leave, there's a number of opportunities that I'd like to talk to you about in terms of plugging in. Organizations need you. Businesses need you. And most of all, many of our veteran services organizations need you as well. And that's one of the things that I stress to veterans. Plug in to these organizations. Get involved. Do things. Because that mission, that oath that we took, it continues on. It doesn't quit when you retire.
Yeah, you know, Jim, we have a program in the Army now called Soldier for Life.
Yes, sir.
And that's exactly what it's all about. Over the years, I think the Marine Corps has probably done it best. You know that when anybody joins the Marine Corps, they're a Marine for the rest of their life. And we've been behind the power curve a little on the Army side, but now this is.
General, tell you what, we got to take a break. We'll be right back and continue this conversation with Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan. What a great conversation. Enjoy your coffee. Enjoy your conversation. We'll be right back.
1160 AM KBDT proudly presents this historic salute to Grapevine, Texas. Brought to you by Grapevine Power Sports. In 1889, the J.E. Faust store opens on Main Street. It's now Grapevine's oldest remaining brick building. Eggs sell for 10 cents per dozen. Butter is 20 cents per pound. And chickens are $2.50 a dozen.
I'm Aaron McWhorter with Grapevine Power Sports. When I bought the dealership, I came in to buy a four-wheeler. They were a freestanding Kawasaki dealership. And I said, Dennis, I don't mean to pry. Are you interested in selling this place? And he said, I don't know why I'm telling you this, but we're fixing to put it on the market. I said, Dennis, I'll take it. In the last 3 years, we've done 60% increase. The mayor's a customer of mine. The city manager is a customer of mine. A lot of friends that live here still. The small town feel right in the middle of the big metroplex.
Grapevine, Texas, a world festival and event city. Find out more about Grapevine by going to www.grapevinetexas.gov. Step back in time. Visit historic Grapevine, Texas today.
Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army, retired.
You are invited to join me on an amazing and fun leadership experience to Seoul, Korea. From 17 through 24 October 2018, we'll stay at the beautiful Dragon Hill Hotel in Yongsan in Seoul, Korea. Visit the Demilitarized Zone, the Truce Talk Village, and we're also going to see where the North and South Korean leaders just met this past April. Join me on this trip. We're going to go to Korea.
Visit Korea with military historian Colonel John Entell. Find out more. Go to allianceforthebrave.com.
Over the years, stars like Annika Sorenstam, Pud Rodriguez, and Anthony Kim have enjoyed themselves at the Nancy Lieberman Charities Celebrity Golf Classic. This is Nancy. This day is about friends, fun, and philanthropy. At this tournament, your contributions benefit the children served by Nancy Lieberman Charities. Join us Monday, September 17th at the Lakes at Castle Hills. For more information, visit nancylibermancharities.org and be a part of our team.
And now a moment of leadership with Colonel John Entell, U.S. Army retired.
Never, never, never quit. By moving forward, you generate options. In life, leaders will face challenges that sometimes seem insurmountable. Leaders will be up against walls that they feel they cannot climb. If you give up, if you surrender, if you say, I give up, I will no longer do this, you are not a leader. Leaders must move forward. They must generate options. Change courses of action. Try it a different way. Think of a new idea, but never quit. Leaders never quit. I'm Colonel John Entell, American-Leadership.com.
Listening to Alliance for the Brave on the USA Radio Network and around the globe on Armed Forces Radio Network, honoring, serving, and empowering those who serve our great country in the line of duty. Today's program is presented by Gear Services Web Design and Homebridge Financial Services. Learn more about our mission and how you can plug in with us at AllianceForTheBrave.com. Now, back to the conversation.
Welcome back. This is Jim Blythe. And joining me in the studio, one of my very, very good friends, U.S. Army veteran Pete Pershad. Pete, welcome on board.
Thank you, James. Do appreciate your time this morning. Appreciate it, my friend. Hello. How are you, my friend?
Great. General Buchanan, we have been talking about the leadership of the Army and what young men and women could look forward to in the Army and what it does to change them. I know when I went in the Navy, made a total change of me, all for the better. So I want to thank you for your service and all that you're doing. If you wanted to say some closing remarks, because we've only got a few minutes left to this hour, what would you like to say to all of the military and veterans that are listening in around the world to you?
Well, first of all, thanks to everybody. Thanks to you for hosting this program and helping to get the word out. But thanks to all of our currently serving military, but most importantly, our veterans. You know, we stand on their shoulders, and we have a great military today because of the conditions they set and the foundation that they built some years ago. I would ask and encourage veterans to get involved and help bring other people into the military. You know, one of the broad concerns that we have is that the military has turned more and more into a family business. And in a representative democracy, we need people from all over the country, many who may have no experience with the military, but we really need them in our organizations to help make us better. And we depend on veterans out there to reach out to people and help bring them in. So thanks to you, Jim. I appreciate all.
Well, thank you. And, Pete, I want to say thank you to you because you came into the Army to gain your citizenship in the United States, didn't you?
Actually, no, sir. I came with a green card from South America, British Guiana, back in 1973. And I joined the military just after high school because of the leadership of the military. I learned a lot from from coming to the United States in New York City. And the military taught me very well. And, sir, Lieutenant General Jeffrey Buchanan, thank you for your service, my friend. And I understand you just took over the U.S. Army North, 5th Army, as I talked to James this morning.
Well, thanks to you, and I appreciate your service and your dedication to our country.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I spent 5.5 years in the Army as 91 Bravo, 91 Victor in the Medical Corps, best trained ever in the military for the medical profession, changing lives in America for the people who are in the brink of death. So bringing people back to life for 40 years. So it's an awesome thing I've done for the military. The military taught me well. I think every young man after high school should spend at least 2 years, and a woman, at least 2 years in military, give them service to the country, and then somehow the government can reimburse some of our college education. That's my personal opinion.
General Buchanan, I'd also like to interject people to look you up. I looked you up on the internet, put your name in, and got your information. I think it's amazing what all you've done and your leadership, but also I Googled the 5th Army to find out because I didn't know. And I think a lot of people in the United States, when we think of the Army, we think of tanks, we think of infantry, we think of the airborne. But we don't think about all of the things you do. And the 5th Army is very, very important. What you do, how you support our nation, how you support our military. So I'm going to encourage people, do you have a website or do you have a specific place that your PAO or whatever people can go to find out about it? I just looked you up generally on the net.
Sure. I think probably the best is our website, which is www.arnorth.army.mil. That's arnorth.army.mil.
Again, I want to say thank you to General Buchanan. Thank you for not only your service, for your family, all you do to lead America's young men and women. So thank you, General Buchanan. God bless you.
Thanks for having me on your show, Jim.
You bet. So I want to say a special prayer to all of my active duty and veterans. Thank you and God bless you for all you do to keep us safe and protect us. This is Jim Blythe, and I'm joined late in the hour with Pete Prashad. Your show is coming up next, Brother Pete.
Yes, sir, it is. Dr. Murray, healthcare begins with you.
I think that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, sir.
So tune in next week. I have a phenomenal program. A U.S. Navy captain who was a POW in Hanoi. Dave Carey is going to be my friend and on the air. So this is Jim Blythe. We're talking to you about staying plugged in, being a part of the veteran community. Thank you so much for all you do, and God bless you, and have a great, great day. This is Jim Blythe.
So proudly we hailed, and the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Let's get it.